Chapter 2. Journey to the Unknown. The journey to Ajayo turned out to be terribly exhausting. The untarred road was deeply rutted by rain and erosion, so that the driver only made slow and difficult progress. The car screeched and moaned so much that Simi worried they might not arrive in one piece. To the left and right, the dense forest crowded into the road. Tall trees and bushes, higher and thicker than she had ever seen anywhere around Lagos, gave the road a pleasantly cool shade. But at the same time, the forest towering high above them felt threatening.
"What are those trees?"
she asked the old driver, who hadn't spoken a word since they left.
"Trees?"
He turned his gaze from the road to look at her, and she immediately worried about him not seeing the next pothole.
"What are those trees called? The tall ones?" she asked a little louder.
He looked at her from underneath his wrinkled eyelids. Brown teeth stained with kola nut flashed as his mouth split into a crooked grin.
"Iroko, this is Iroko tree, tree of spirits," he said in a cracked voice.
She nodded quickly and breathed a sigh of relief when he finally turned back to face the road. "Tree of spirits." His words echoed in her mind like ghostly whispers, and she felt queasy as she stared at the long-limbed trees.
"Woman, where I dey take you, she be your grandmother," he said after a short while.
That didn't sound like a question, but she felt she had to say something, so she replied, "Yes."
"Your grandmother, she be very good woman. People know am well, well."
"Well, not known by me," Simi thought, and looked out of the window listlessly. After an hour's drive, as Simi had feared, there was a loud crash and the car got stuck in a pothole. The driver made a hissing sound and clicked his tongue loudly.
"You go help me,"
he grumbled over his shoulder. He got out of the car, bent down and disappeared from view. Simi opened the door and climbed out gingerly. The old man knelt in front of the car on the rough ground, muttering,
"Kya kya,"
he suddenly called.
"Quick!"
He pointed to the back of the car with a crooked index finger.
"Push!"
Simi stumbled quickly to the rear. A sudden rustling sound in the bushes beside her made her look around nervously. The huge Iroko trees on both sides of the road trembled in the breeze and seemed to arch over her like agitated giants. Goosebumps formed on her skin as she remembered the driver's words.
"Push!"
the driver called again. Simi's head jerked up. The rustling from the bushes came again, and she tried to put away all thoughts of snakes and other animals that might be lurking in the forest. She began to push the car with all the energy she could muster. The car hardly budged. What if they did not get the car out? She thought, as she looked around fearfully. In the last half hour, they had not driven past a single village or town or seen a single person. Simi pushed again with all possible force, sweat breaking out in her armpits. The driver heaved against the car at the same time, and this time the car clattered briefly.
"More!"
he shouted. He twisted the steering wheel through the open driver's door and pushed the car at the same time. Simi pushed with enough strength to burst her veins. She wanted to get out of this place as quickly as possible. After three attempts, it worked. The car jerked out of the pot.